your take. The purpose that I am talking about it is because I don't want this to turn into a us against them. I know it seems like that. That's what it is now. And somebody was chastising me. Russell, you say 99.9%, you know, are good cops. You know, we hear about the bad ones, just like, in our African-American community, we don't always hear about the positive achievements of some of our folk because everybody wants to accentuate the negative. Yes, I know there is issues out there, but we cannot assume that everybody dressed in blue thinks alike. And we cannot create an atmosphere for all of us to be in contempt of each other, thinking that all of us are suspect. Cops thinking we're suspect. We're thinking they're suspect. We don't want to live like that because more innocent people will die. Okay? So you can chastise me all you want. Call me a Tom, whatever. I'm talking about human beings, people with lives. And I think this is a very volatile time right now. And I think we should be able to grow with this. You know, if you guys don't want to do it, I understand. But I'm fortunate enough to have this microphone to tell you how I feel. And you can disagree. That's why I want your take. 1-877-PARSHOW. Give me a call. Russ Parr Morning Show, 51 minutes past the hour. Basically talking about getting your take on, are we wrong to point out these issues that what we could be starting is an us against them. We don't want that. We don't need that. And it's going to innocent people will get hurt.
We lose.
Disagree or agree. You know, people tell me, well, I understand what happened, but no, I don't. I will never understand ambushing and the killing of innocent people. Never.
Right.
You can't convince me of that. If you want to try this, I'm fine with that. Good morning. Hello.
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 Good.
Yes.
Good morning. Next line. Good morning. Hello.
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 Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Your comment, please.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, your comment. What's your comment?
Hey, yeah. So I feel like, man, I agree with you totally, 100%, man. I think that the media, I think that there's a lot of individuals who don't have common sense. They're keeping us divisive right now, you know, divided as a culture, divided as, you know, just human beings as Americans, man. You know, an act of killing should be shunned, no matter, you know, if it's a police officer, if it's an African-American, if it's a Caucasian person, you know what I mean? And I just feel like, and my other problem with the media is that, you know, this guy right here, they said that he had tried to commit suicide before. So that indicates that he has had behavioral issues before that probably was untreated, you know, and
So you're talking about another big issue, and that's the treatment of our mentally ill, and it's so difficult. There's so many people that are walking around our streets that, you know, we're from a culture that, you know, you go to a doctor for your head, then you weak. You know, we're from that culture, and we've got a lot of people that are in need of psychological help. But, you know, I don't know. It's just that, you know, we were raised to like, oh, we can fix it ourselves. You got a lot of people self-medicating. And you don't know who's crazy. There are some people on the police force that are in need of some mental health.
Yep.
But you know what, Russ? To me, what I get out of that, too, that his actions, again, are probably unrelated
to
the things that's been going on in Ferguson and in New
totally
York.
Totally unrelated.
I mean, that just shows you he wasn't stable anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a comment that people saying, why aren't good cops turning in bad cops? And you know, it's like I said, man, they got that code of silence, just like, you know, we have in the streets with no snitching.
Right, yeah. Right. Because you know what? I need that officer to watch my back. If I'm an officer, you better bet there are some police officers on the force who probably hate some of their colleagues.
And they know which ones are racist and which ones are not. They get it.
And just like you walk out of your front door every day, you know the drug dealers in your neighborhood, you know the booster, you know everyone. When the last time you turned in one? That's just not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Twitter at Russ Parr Show, Major writes, officers have taken an oath to serve and protect. The officers that watch what happens is just as guilty.
A Montezilla Pena writes, justifying good, quiet cop with stop snitching guy, really? One is paid by the taxpayers.
True.
Hazy Keller writes, LMAO, innocent people are already being killed. So you want more innocent people to be killed?
Wow.
Do you want to escalate it more? Mm-hmm. Or can we now use this as a moment where we can all figure this out so we can curtail this?
Yeah, because it can happen to any of us. What if it was your family member? You wouldn't feel the same way.
Lamont says ex-slaves still getting spooked. Don't take action for fear of making it worse. Mm. You know, we don't, you're not, gonna, you can listen, you can
protest.
What action
are you talking about? You're talking about, protesting. I'm down.
That's different.
I'm down for peaceful protesting. Mm-hmm. The families of Eric Garner, of Michael Brown, all of them want peaceful protest. They don't want this. Mm-mm. They don't want this. And, you know, it's like, it's so great for you to be able to just like, call me a name for my opinion. And that's cool. It's just once you call me a name, it just relegates you to, are we going to have a serious discourse or not? Guess maybe we're not. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're not going to shame me into what I feel is right. I don't want to see one more innocent person killed. And yes, it does happen, and it's still happening. You know, the misnomer that, you know, we're all police officers are bad and all black people are criminals. We got to get out of that mentality, man. 1-877 Partial, good morning, hello.
Good morning, Russ family. Thank you for having me on. First, I just want to say I agree with you 100%. And there aren't many forums for African Americans to have these discussions. So thank you for everything you're doing.
You're welcome.
And I also want to say that we're at there are so many police officers who are doing good things, especially this time of the year, Christmas, and I know for a fact there have been officers who've done Secret Santas and help people who are in trying times, and you never hear about that because, like the previous caller said, they want that element of divisiveness. And here's the big thing. This generation behind us, they don't see color the way we do, and mm-hmm. I think they're gonna do remarkable things in years to come.
Yeah, and you know what? And I hope that happens, man. Yeah. Well stated. Good morning. You're on with Russ Parr. How you doing?
Morning.
Hello. Hello. You got to turn your radio down.
Yep. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Yes. Your comment. Your take.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to say, Russ, man, absolutely. You're right. Martin Luther King once said that it's some good in the worst of us and it's some bad in the best of us. So at the end of the day, that some of those things that you touched on were definitely correct, and they definitely on point. As far as the guy calling you a coward for believing a certain way, I just want to say, saying that, you know, you calling him a coward, that was a cowardly act. Now, was he a coward or was he mentally disabled? Mentally challenged? I don't know. But here's the deal. If he was, I know he had an arrest record of like 28 arrests. So at that point, we definitely should have been dealing with his issues, whatever they were. And I think that on both sides, they need to just, you know, turn it down a little bit and listen to each other's side, because right. Nobody's always right. Nobody's always wrong. There is a middle ground that needs to be there, and we have to live together. But listening to these comments, I'm very disheartened about how this whole thing has taken a negative tone.
Yeah. And my biggest fear is that we need to the sounder minds need to speak up and speak out. All right? Violence isn't the answer.